This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Craig from Everett is. Craig, are you there?
I am here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Craig is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do this.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Straw?
Correct. What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a local tool expert with his own TV show?
Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
3.
No.
2.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
Saturn.
Correct.
Jupiter.
Microsoft was founded in what decade?
70s.
80s. Correct, 70s. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Argentina.
Correct. How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
2, 3.
Three, correct. What is a baby elephant called?
Calf.
Correct. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Aluminum.
No.
Brass.
No.
Calf.
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 correct, Craig.
I like Craig's evil laugh when he first got on. Exactly. It was like, oh, man, I'm taking down Steve with that evil laugh.
You do have some work to do, Steve.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to lie to you. Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Crap. Straw?
Correct.
Nice.
What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a tool expert with his own TV show?
Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
Oh, why are we rubbing it in? I'm going to go 3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
That would be Uranus.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
No. Microsoft was founded in what decade?
The 90s.
No.
80s.
No.
70s.
Correct. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Pass.
How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
3.
Correct. What is a baby elephant called?
A Joey.
No.
A calf.
Yes. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Copper and silver?
No.
Copper and gold?
No.
Copper and tin?
Yes. What was the first fast food restaurant to offer salads nationwide?
Burger King?
No.
McDonald's?
No.
Taco Bell?
No. Oh, let's see with that, Steve.
You know, they got lettuce.
You got seven correct, which is a loss. 8-7.
Got him. That's two for me this year.
Well, nice isn't work, that
great?
Craig.
2025's just been awesome for you, huh?
Is Craig going to be your new arch nemesis?
He might be.
One that Craig did know that you did not know. The planet that is orbited by a moon called Titan is Saturn.
Okay.
And then the country that contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America is Argentina.
I wasn't even going to try.
And the fast food question, the first one to offer salads nationwide.
Danny, do you know it?
No.
Wendy's. Remember they had like a salad bar back in the day? You don't remember that?
I don't remember unless I actually stepped foot inside of a Wendy's. Like, I mean, I've had Wendy's via drive-through, but I don't remember the last time I walked into a Wendy's.
When was the last time you ordered a salad at a fast food restaurant?
Oh, just yesterday.
The Daily Migs Show.
Jon Stewart pulled a little stunt on The Daily Show last night that ended up with him cutting his hand open. He decided to smash his coffee cup down on the desk.
He's getting heated.
You know how he gets.
Yeah.
He's very passionate.
Yeah, he had a lot to say. He was using his hands.
But he realizes immediately that he cut his hand open. So he kind of sticks his hand down underneath the desk to try to hide it from everybody for a second. But then he realized there was blood visible. And this is some of the audio from the moment.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Hey, come on! I'll be going to the hospital.
So I love that part. I realize I just messed up. I'm going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And I think that somebody must have crawled under the desk and given him like a paper towel or something. Because did you see when he pulled his hand back up, he did have a paper towel? So I don't know how that was magical.
I'm pretty sure someone just lives under that desk the entire time.
Just handed him stuff.
Yes, just never know. That was the moment with the big reveal.
Was there an update on how many stitches he ended up getting or anything like that?
Nothing that I know of.
I haven't seen anything yet either, but that looked like it was probably quite painful.
You'd think?
So have you ever had an opportunity or have you ever had a moment where you did something like this, Rockaholics, where you realized that you hurt yourself and needed to take yourself to the hospital? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to start with Paul from West Seattle. What happened when you were up on the roof?
I pretended like I was Mary Poppins, and I grabbed an umbrella and jumped off the roof and broke both my legs.
How old were you?
Got to ask the same question.
I was about 9.
Oh, I think you said like 36.
9 or 10 years old. But anyway, I just want to say good morning to all my beautiful people, besides you, Steve. I'm not into dudes.
Oh, okay. Well, phew. I was worried if you were into me, I was going to leave my wife. I was right on the edge, man.
206-803-ROCK. James from Marysville, are you a scooter guy still?
No.
What happened when you were on your scooter?
So I got cut off, and over in Florida, there was like the curbs are higher because of the storm drains, and I flipped over, and I kind of went onto my face and my shoulder, but I got up, and I thought I was okay, even though I was in a lot of pain, but for the next 5 days, I was limping around, and I'm kind of thinking, "Dad, I think I'm okay because I'm still walking around. Everything's kind of painful, but I think I'm okay." But I put out posts on Facebook, and I'm like, "Hey, if you had broken ribs or a broken collarbone, would you know?" And people are like, "Oh yeah, dude, you would know. You would definitely know." And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm starting to make the trip back, and I see this clinic, and I'm like, "You know what? I'm gonna get this checked out because I feel stuff moving around." And I'm like,
"Yeah, you made the right call going to get it checked out."
Yeah, so I go into the doctor's office, and I still remember it was like after a half an hour getting scans and everything. The guy sits down and goes, "This whole place is talking about you." I'm like, "What's going on?" He was like, "Dude, you got 5 broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and a lacerated liver.
Oh, my God.
We need to take you over to Orlando because we need to get that shoulder set because everything's kind of messed up." And I'm like starting to freak out. I'm like, "Oh, my God, am I going to be like weird the rest of my life, like walking sideways?" But I ended up being okay, and I got back home. But I probably should have went to the hospital sooner. But
I wonder how long can you go with a lacerated liver? It seems like something you need to get checked out right away.
Probably. Also, if you have even a bruised rib, coughing, sneezing, yep. laughing. Everything is miserable.
I do think it's funny, and I'm not judging because I've been just as stupid where like I've had something where I'm like, I should go get it checked out, but I'll just ask my friends and see what they think because, you know, they're all doctors.
Very experienced.
I just love social media. It's like, let me put it out there on social media and see what kind of response I get. And sometimes we'll have that, like I'm like a goalie forum and something will happen, like hockey goalies and I'll share stories and stuff. And somebody will share a story and we're all just like, go to a doctor. Like, don't ask us. We're weird goalies. Like, this sounds really bad.
The Daily Migs Show.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Lollapalooza made their big announcement about the lineup this year. Steve Migs, pull on to your hat.
Okay.
Lollapalooza 2025 will feature artists like Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
Korn.
Oh, there's a rock
there
band.
You go.
Okay.
Rufus Del Sol, Luke Combs, ASAP Rocky, and Twice.
So it's great to see that Lollapalooza, when I grew up, you got to see like Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Ministry, Jane's Addiction, and now what do you get? You get this. Sabrina Carpenter, because when I think of Lollapalooza, I guess I'm an old head. You know what I mean? Times have changed.
They certainly have. Yes. I'm feeling very left out. The festival will take place from July 31st to August 3rd in Chicago at Grant Park. Tickets will be on sale starting tomorrow. But as you can imagine, many are not impressed with this lineup. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of comments, and oh boy, some people not too pleased. Like, I'm like, ah, it sucks. But I'm like, also, I'm not flying out to Chicago, even if there were bands I like. So this really doesn't impact me at the end of the day. But we figure who better to read these comments than a man who has performed at Lollapalooza a couple of times. Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
All right, so ready for the first comment about Lollapalooza and its lineup.
Let's go.
Whole bunch of nobodies. Can't wait. Hashtag sarcasm.
Thank you for making us know that it was sarcasm. I can't wait either.
Appreciate the heads up on the sarcasm.
Thank you for presenting a lineup that I won't be tempted to spend my disappearing money on. I go for Korn. That's it.
I mean, I probably wouldn't even go for Korn.
No, I've seen them enough.
Yeah.
It would be necessary to go see them at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, when they're like bookended with Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter.
It is funny how you said that makes me feel better now I'm spending my money, because I think there is always that fear of missing out.
Sure.
And like whenever I see like the Aftershock band announcements or one of those big rock festivals and I'm seeing like bands that just never come to town, I'm like, oh, Biohazard's playing? Oh, that'd be a Life of Agony? Like, I should go to this.
Yeah.
And then I realize I don't have that kind of cash. But so when you see it's just a crap lineup, it makes you feel better about not having a fork over some money.
For sure.
How I know I'm old when Korn is the only band I know, and I don't even f-ing like Korn.
Come on, Snoop, they're not that bad.
Pretty good.
What the f*** happened, Lollapalooza? You used to be awesome. I went to the first two of these, and it was banging good rock bands like Jane's Addiction, the Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden. I become that old guy.
Yep. I actually felt that way yesterday, too. Also, Capitol Hill Block Party released their lineup. I don't know if you guys saw that. And I'm not even exaggerating. I recognized one and a half of the names.
Oh, no.
Like, I recognized the band. I don't really know them. And then I recognized one of the artists. And I'm like, okay, I've heard some of his stuff. But every other band are just words. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. I'd like to think that I kind of keep up on some of the local bands. But I was like, I am so far out of the loop.
You're not that hip, Steve.
Not even close.
This lineup keeps getting more mediocre by the minute.
Okay, we have one more comment from Robot Snoop Dogg about Lollapalooza and its new lineup. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This used to have top rock bands. What is this now? Cheap Man's Coachella? More like La La, Poop, Loser? Because this is a bunch of crap from what I see. Hashtag festival.
Another hashtag. Important.
La la poop loser.
Yeah.
I just put my fingers in my ears and go la 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 when I hear any of those artists.
Really? So there's not a single artist that you want to go see?
I mean, again, I do like Korn, but I wouldn't go all the way there for that. And I've never really gotten the Sabrina Carpenter thing.
Wow.
I mean, I know she's really pretty, but her music is terrible.
I think it was like the Grammys of one of those artists. But when she performed, I'm like, all right, now I understand why people really like her. I mean, the music's whatever, but, you know, visually, she is definitely easy on the eyes. One person texted and said, I'm sorry, but that is sacrilege to call this lineup Lollapalooza. Another person said that the lineup is complete garbage other than Korn.
Yeah, it's time to rebrand.
It is weird that they just completely just said no rock bands. Mm-mm. We're going to do it. And I'm not opposed to like them being eclectic, but it just seems so far to the other end.
Too much. Too much.
The Daily Migs Show.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, I totally forgot about this, but I can understand why. And it has to do with the Sonics.
Oh.
So it says, I refuse to watch the NBA since we lost the Sonics. I'll watch again when they come back, from Marty and Yelm.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely really significantly decreased my NBA watching.
Yeah.
But not really on purpose. It's just like when you don't have a dog in the fight, it's not as fun.
I'm full disclosure. I like the Sonics. I like going to games. I was never a huge NBA guy. I was always more of an NHL person. Like, if I'm going to spend time watching sports around this season, it's usually because I'm watching hockey as opposed to basketball. But I don't remember. I think the last time I watched a full NBA game was a Sonics game.
Yeah.
And so I'm with this. I'm with Marty and Yelm.
Bring them back.
Another person says, I refuse to drink Starbucks until the Sonics return. I was a massive fan, sometimes going twice a day. I miss their lattes.
Aww.
I kind of picturing that guy when the NBA finally makes that announcement. Like, they just triumphantly walk back into a Starbucks, like, get that latte, and just sit down and enjoy every sip.
Yes.
I wonder if it's as good as you remember it as being.
Probably not.
No. But Lady Gaga. Oh, wait, I was never a fan of hers in the first place.
Oh, was that Sarah?
I think it might have been. Yeah, yes. That looks like it. Yep. Ooh, another one I forgot about, this drama that happened between Metallica and Napster. Someone said that I stopped being a fan of Metallica when they rallied against Napster. That was not metal.
Oh, my God. Those Napster days.
Do you guys remember the Napster? It wasn't a Napster-sanctioned video, but somebody made a video making fun of Lars and James, where, like, these cartoon versions, like, where Lars is, like, this little, like pipsqueak little, like, troublemaker, and James Hetfield was, like, this big oaf. It's like, Napster bad, Metallica good. It was one of the funniest videos that were out. It was, like, going way back, but one of those e-bombs were...
Oh, I loved those!
Yeah, right?
That was, like, early internet.
Someone said, I'm no longer a fan of the Seattle Kraken.
Oh.
They're not even 5 years in.
Oh, my God.
They said, I stopped being a fan when they fired Dave Hackstall. Now look at them. I was right.
Oh? Okay. That's the one guy that was right.
I don't know if Dave was the reason why they're not as good. I think there's a lot more to do with the team not being all that great. Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
So he did nothing wrong, but my ex was a huge fan of his. She had an Ozzy tattoo, wore an Ozzy t-shirt, and a sexy photo shoot for me, but then she dumped me, and I can't listen to his stuff anymore. I still have the pics, though. LOL.
LOL.
What about you?
For me, so my favorite actor forever was Kevin Spacey. And then when he got into a bunch of trouble and had all that, you know, information that came out. I was like, okay, well, now I got to find a new favorite actor. So now I went with my second favorite actor is now my first favorite actor, and that's Edward Norton.
That's kind of like, it's not an actor, but it's a band. It's that band Brand New. And I know we've talked about it before, and I know, Danny, you know the band. Yeah. And I think you know them, too.
Yeah.
They were like, they were a big, like, popular in that emo pop punk kind of world. And I always thought they were like one of the best ones until like stuff came out about the lead singer that was not all that great. And I have never listened to them ever again. It just feels weird hearing a guy sing love songs and sing about stuff when you're like, man, you were doing some creepy stuff.
For sure.
I don't necessarily want to be paying attention to you. And I'm not even a lyrics guy, but even then, it's just like, oh man, these songs are a lot weirder now knowing that information.
And there's a lot of bands out there. You can dump one.
Yeah, I switched over to Taking Back Sunday. Everything's good now. Yeah, it's absolutely. How about this? Domino's Pizza.
Why?
They screwed up my order back in 1992 and then argued with me about, and I have not ordered from them ever again.
You stand up for what is right.
Since 1992, they've changed. God.
I like that they remember the exact year.
Yes. Another person is not a fan of our Earl Thomas. After he flipped off the entire Seahawks sideline, then went over to Baltimore, and then had a threesome with his brother and a bunch of other crap. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a piece of crap.
Ooh, ouch.
Forgot about the brother threesome thing.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I mean, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
What led you to stop being a fan of something? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said I stopped listening to the Chili Peppers in 2004. Just because of some creepy stuff that came out about Anthony Kiedis. And that person's not a fan of him. I forget about some of these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
Ooh. You know, honestly, Avril Lavigne. Because ever since she married Chad Kroeger from Kruger, however you say his name, from Nickelback, I just couldn't get over it. Couldn't get over the fact that she would lower her standards enough to marry somebody from Nickelback. So, you know, I just could not listen to her music for a
while. I feel like that
time.
Might be the only good decision she's ever made.
I mean, I agree. She married up.
Married up.
Someone said it's tough to listen to and watch Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever, I mean, I used to. Did you grow up watching The Cosby
Absolutely.
Show? I feel like The Cosby Show raised most of
that
us.
That was a staple in our household.
And, like, he was just the epitome of, like, this. The dad we all wish we had, and then we realized, no, none of us
Not
wish we
so
had
much.
Him. Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.